Jay, welcome back to the McInnes Marketing Minute.
Welcome. It's a pleasure to be on my own show.
My own show?
Our own show. Yeah, 50% of it. It's my show.
And my last name is Marketing, all of a sudden?
Not that way, but you know what I mean.
Nonetheless, welcome back. Today, we're going to bring it back down to the basics of real estate, I think. I think people need...
It's about time.
People need a reminder every now and then. I think they get caught up in the economics of it, of the over analytic view of real estate, and they forget the absolute basic principle of real estate, which is
buy and hold and buy now and buy.
I don't know if you could sound any more excited about the basic
principle of real estate. I've said it 5 million times, we're saying it again. So the people that don't understand yet are never going to understand. That's the problem. That's where my lack of enthusiasm comes in. But there's enthusiasm on the topic in general, as you will see.
Yeah, and sure, real estate is a long-term investment. Like, I don't know how many of you out there are actually property flippers. Like, how many of you are actually buying a property to do it up and renovate it like you're on HGTV and then resell it in a short period of time? Probably not many, but a few.
And definitely not the majority.
And in the reality of things as well, I think property flippers are aware more so of the market and what's going on and the process that that takes and the risk that that takes as well. But for the majority of buyers out there, you're not property flippers. So stop looking at real estate as a short-term investment. I'm just going to go on a tangent. Just you carry
Meaning
on.
Meaning picking, thinking you're picking tops and bottoms of the market and making the most educated decision of entering based on those apparent tops and bottoms.
Well, to bring it back down and be real with this, we've had a few comments and people say to us, you're always saying it's a good time to buy. It's because it's always a good time to buy. The best time to buy was 10 years ago or today. And if you didn't buy 10 years ago, then you should get on the today train. Because I'll pose this question to you. Do you think anyone who bought 10 years ago is mad at their property appreciation over the last decade?
No, to answer the question.
Yeah.
But I think people that are, let's say, out of the market now, that are watching and waiting, if their plan was to be in a place for between 5 and 10 years, let's do the traditional thing, build some equity, not piss money away on rent, for savings every month, or any of them, no matter where they buy, if it was the peak of the last market, the bottom of the last dip, today, or wherever it's gonna be, moving forward 5 to 10 years, are any of them gonna regret that decision? No. I think it's very obvious, but we'll say obviously believe that they will, of course, not. But everyone tries to pick the short game now, as you're saying, acting like flippers and entering, and can I get my reno done in 90 days to get back out again? And with these sort of dynamics, which takes a very sophisticated buyer, if they're doing it properly. But I think a lot of people are looking at it because there's so much information out there with this microscope when they shouldn't be. They're wasting time and energy. They don't need to be a real estate economist. They need to save their money, buy as soon as they can buy, and get in and goddamn forget about it.
Yeah.
I think that's my 90 seconds.
And I think most people out there are buying a home to enjoy and live in themselves, possibly with their family. Nothing beyond that. Of course, you may want to do some renovations here and there. So exactly to your point, buy, just forget about it and just live, keep doing your day to day. And naturally that property value increases. You take a look at whether you're looking at Vancouver, Coquitlam, Poco, North Burnaby. Over the last 10 years, it's increased substantially.
And I think a lot of people also always hit the realtors with, you just want people to flip, you want more listings, you want to churn the market, blah, 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 because that's how you make money. I'd 100% rather someone buy today and sell at 100% return in between 5 and 10 years, as they would have in the past 5 to 10, and come back to us extremely happy, now in a position safely to buy up because they're having a family or because they need more space for whatever reason, than just try and churn people through the market every 6 months to 12 months, which I think any agent would agree, because there's way more risk at the front end of that equation than the latter.
Yeah, we've had a few listings which we've been saying to people, they bought maybe a couple of years ago, they've done a renovation, and they're now looking at selling, and we've had to say to them, you're not going to make profit from this. If you can keep hold of it or renting it makes sense, then do that, because selling it right now is not going to be the best option for you. Wait a few years, now you've got the reno as well, and you'll see that value increase.
I think it dates back to always, the bank will a lot of the time give you more than you're comfortable taking. That's been the case as long as I've been in the business. Buy something you can afford, and if you reno it right away, or you reno it 5 years in and the market is not where you need it to be, if that's breaking even or if that's in the green but not enough for you, then you've got options. Can you rent it out? Can you keep living in it? It's always more valuable to buy something you can afford as soon as you can afford to do so properly than any of the other ridiculous web of opinions and decisions and two cents that you're getting nowadays when there's so much media flying around on this topic.
Exactly to that point. You can look at the media and the news saying about how this is going to happen, it's going to drop down 18%, how COVID isn't done with real estate yet, it's going to become cheaper, how if you time it right when the dip or right before it's about to go off again, there's a multitude of stories depending on who you listen to. The media, so-called experts in the industry, naysayers on Facebook, your friend. But the reality of it is, if you buy now and you look back in 10 years, you're always going to be happy that you bought.
2008. So I started in 2007, the end of 2007. And when 2008 came, all the older agents, you got in the wrong time, just get out now, it's crumbling, it's done. Had you bought in the peak of that market before the downturn in 2006-07, let's say 2016-17, that was the peak of the next wave. Even today, would you be ahead?
Of course.
Substantially. Now, if you picked the market and picked at the bottom of 08, would you be ahead? Substantially. If you picked in 2009, 10, 11, 12, you'd still be ahead.
Yeah.
And this trend of the continuous upward with ups and downs, dips and troughs and peaks along the way, the continuing trend will just do that, continue.
Because the reality is, I think a lot of people out there are overthinking it and they're thinking themselves out of the market. And they keep thinking, they're paralyzed by too many options, too many analytical views and things to think about, when you just need to simplify it back to purchase real estate, hold and wait. If you do that, you will never be upset. You will never be mad. It's very basic.
And to your point, we were talking about this yesterday on this topic, saving to get to a comfortable position to buy is not, that's a hesitation worth waiting for.
Yeah.
Not 9 YouTube channels over here tell me not to buy, 3 tell me to buy, and the news sealed the deal and I decided not to. To the first point, buying as soon as you can is ideal, but a large caveat to that is waiting until you have saved enough money till it's a comfortable enough purchase. You know you can comfortably make the monthly payments. You've got a few months in reserve, so on and so forth.
Yeah, when we say buy and get into the market as soon as possible, we're talking that you can afford it, not that you're putting yourself in a position where you're going to be losing money at all. It's where you can comfortably afford your monthly payments and the costs associated with it, and then wait. Never saying kind of hinder yourself on a month-to-month basis, definitely not. But to bring it back to basics, buy and hold and you will win. That's the end of the equation.
Yeah.
Buy plus time equals win. Just for you mathematical and algebra fans out there. I think on that note, we're done, because we've been saying it over and over again. Buy plus time equals win.
And that's English algebra.
Enough said.
Ocean's 13. Not algebra. He understands that. This is a big joke.
See you next week, guys.